Well, I'm excited to get to speak. It's been a while since I've got to talk at Eucharist. The Lord's really, I'm just going to share with you what the Lord's been sharing with me. And it's really been really cool. I found myself in this place going, Lord, I've experienced some breakthrough and I've experienced freedom. And that's really awesome. But the times I don't, it just feels like, you know, you're just in two different places. And so you're walking in freedom. And then the next moment, maybe you're, as a mom, yelling and fussing. And you find yourself, I'm no longer in freedom. And you walk away and you feel yucky or you're in this situation. And I thought, Lord, I just don't want to live like this. It just can't, like, what's going on? Because I'm really trying really hard to get it right, you know. And the Lord said, well, quit trying. And I thought, well, okay. And so, you know, I was just digging into the Bible, and so this is where we're going to be in John chapter 8, verse 31. It says, so Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed, to the ones who believed, they were really trying, right? If you continue in my word, then you are disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so I've just been reading that over and over and over. If you continue in my word, then you're disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The word continue really means to abide in or to dwell in. When we dwell in Jesus, when we dwell in his word, we not only know truth, but the truth sets us free. And so how do I translate that into everyday life? Because I can't stay in a quiet, secret place dwelling and abiding. And it's not that. It is that it comes from our secret place, but our secret place is a mobile place. It's where we are in every moment. So right now I can be speaking and yet abiding in and dwelling in Jesus and all that he has and let him come through. Years ago, Bishop had a word about a pipe open. I don't know if y'all remember it, on both ends. And in order to be flowing, water had to be coming down and going out at the same time. And if it's going out and not coming in, it eventually stops. And you're giving away from the bottom of the barrel, right? But if it's coming in and it's not going out, but it's being poured in, it backs up. And it floods and it creates all kind of problems. And the Lord just started just really just going, Roxanne, when I say don't try real hard, it's the trying is just abiding. Dwelling in me in every moment of every day. And when you find yourself moving a little bit to the right, go, oh, quick as my heart, I'm not in the abiding place. I'm not receiving and giving away at the same time. Then I never give away from being filled, right? He fills all in all. I'm constantly giving away from my overflow because I'm giving out as fast as he's putting in. It never gets backed up. It never is never not full. It's always a constant place of overflow. And it goes on to say that truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. And the slave does not remain in the house, but the son remains forever. So if the son makes you free, you are free indeed. And that's when the Lord just really started just really going, I've got to change my vision on what it means to be free and to know truth. It is in every moment, every day, walking in. It's not just me. It's Jesus in me, and we're doing this, right? Tapping into all that he has, tapping into the truth, because if the truth is free. So I'll give you an example. The other day we were doing homework, and it was flying great, but sometimes homework doesn't fly great at my house. And when it doesn't fly great, I just start getting upset. And so I thought, okay, I'm not, and I wasn't. And all of a sudden, like, we're hitting a brick wall, and I'm getting angry, and I'm starting to fuss. And I heard the Lord say, where it says in James, the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And I thought, all right, Lord, here we go. I'm tapping in. I was moving to the right? And so I'm back in center. The anger of man, the truth, is setting me free. It didn't have anything to do with my children. They still were acting like they needed to hear their own truth. But the truth set me free that my anger is not going to accomplish Jesus' rightness for this situation. So boom, back to center. So how I now react to what's going on, it changed their countenance. It changed how they reacted to me. And it didn't take long when we were back into it. Later on in that chapter, it says, Jesus says, truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Man, anybody who keeps my word will never see death. And I'm going, but yet anyone who keeps your word, you said, will experience freedom. And unfortunately, we've had a lot of experience with death around here. And death is not fun. We are not created for death. It doesn't produce any good, fun feelings inside of you, any fun feelings, emotions. I mean, this week, I just had to deal with a lot of stuff that had to do with death that was being brought back up again. And it just like ripped a Band-Aid off, and all these emotions and all these things are up, and I'm going, Lord, what is going on? And it says this, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. But those who know my truth and those who abide in my word, it will make you free. Man, abiding in, staying in a place where we're constantly giving away what we get. It's a constant movement. It's a constant, the word sets us free. It's a constant, I'm not moving away from what Jesus says right here. We operate in a place of freedom, a place that has no death in us at all. So when we get those feelings and emotions that don't align with freedom, that's when we're going, all right, we're off center. We got to get back to center, right? And it's really just opened my eyes to go, Jesus, quicken my heart. Quicken my heart every moment of every day, in every conversation, in every decision. Like, Jordan's up at 4 o'clock in the morning and he shouldn't be, and I'm just wanting to like lose my mind. The Lord said, you know what? If you abide in me, I will set you free. So I'm now no longer in emotionally experiencing things other than freedom. Doesn't mean I don't have to attend to it and deal with hard things, right? But you're able to deal with hard things and do hard things and have conversations from the flowing grace of Jesus rooted and grounded in his word. And I'm going, so I'm no longer going, Lord, I need freedom in this area. Now, I need freedom in every area, every moment of every day. And the way to freedom is to abide, to remain, to dwell in him. And so when we find ourselves not, it's just a simple movement back. We talked about this in youth group last night. In Song of Solomon, it says, catch the little foxes for us, for the little foxes are ruining the vineyard. What? The little foxes come in the night. They come under cover, right? They come to kill, steal, and destroy and get out before they're noticed. The enemy doesn't come dressed as the big bad wolf. Man, he comes as an attitude or a feeling or an emotion that's not rooted and grounded in Jesus' word. Why? Because it produces death in me and not the truth, and the truth sets me free. So we have to be quick. We have to. And I say we because I'm going, Lord's really going, oh, man, look at all these little foxes that are running around. Roxanne, we got to gather these up and get them out, because you don't realize it, but they're really ruining the vineyard. And so my prayer has been, Lord, open my eyes, quicken my heart to not have so much pride to go, oh, yeah, no, that little fox isn't ruining the vineyard. That's supposed to be here, because a lot of times pride gets in the way. So that I don't have so much pride to go, Jesus, man, I'm not experiencing freedom here because I'm allowing the enemy to come in and kill, steal, and destroy. No, I'm going back to center, and there's only one center. It's the word. It's the truth. It's the abiding place. It's the dwelling place. It's the remaining place. And just real quickly, in youth, we've been going through Philippians. Man, no greater example is Paul than remaining in the dwelling place. He was in the worst conditions ever, right? In prison. I mean, I've got a bunch of boys in youth, so we went deep diving into how bad these prisons were so they could understand the value of the words that Jesus spoke through Paul, right? And going, man, let us be anxious for nothing. May our hearts and mind be renewed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let me be content in whatever circumstances come my way. That's the truth that'll set me free. That I can be content, remaining and dwelling in Jesus, no matter what comes my way, because his truth sets me free. And I've got a choice to either experience freedom, which feels a lot better, than death, you know? So I hope that makes sense. It's really, really what the Lord's been showing me, and I've been speaking it to the kids because it's life-changing. It's life-giving if we can walk in every moment of every day, right? Content in whatever circumstances come our way because we are dwelling and remaining in the word and the truth that sets us free. Amen.